Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Braves, game two of the series here at Truist Park. This one started out hot for the Braves against Freddy Peralta. They scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the first inning, aided by back-to-back doubles and a sacrifice fly. The Brewers wouldn't respond until the third inning against Chris Sale. They had been getting traffic, but then finally, a leadoff walk proved a crack in the door. Gary Sanchez is on first base, but with two outs and Joey Ortiz at the plate, you needed a well-placed double to score him.
1-1 pitch, Ortiz line drive down the right field line. It got past the first baseman Olson's reach and goes into the corner. To third base goes Sanchez. They're going to wave him home as the right fielder Soler bobbled it. He will score, and all the way to third goes Joey Ortiz. The Brewers are on the board.
Soler is not a good defensive outfielder. They had been a DH all year long. You could see why. So the Brewers are on the board. It's 2-1. The Brewers then, in the fifth inning, as Freddy Peralta would settle down, decided to reward their starter again against Chris Sale. They get their leadoff man on. Hoskins singled. Sanchez singled. They had men on the corners for Contreras and Adames, but both of them would strike out and leave things up to Joey Ortiz, who would line a single to left field with two strikes and two outs to make it a tie game. And then the big blow came on the very next pitch from Blake Perkins.
So now here's Blake Perkins. And the first pitch to Perkins, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Sanchez around third. He will score, and the Brewers have taken the lead in the fifth.
As quickly as they took the lead, though, they gave it back. A two-run homer from Austin Riley in the bottom of the fifth. So now the Braves have the lead 4-3. Chris Sale was chased from the game in the fifth. They got to Pierce Johnson, the reliever of the Braves. A leadoff walk in the sixth. Another walk to Hoskins. Then it was Gary again.
1-2. And Sanchez rockets one through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Churi around third. He's on his way home. The throw-in will be cut off. And we are tied at four. Gary Sanchez, with his second hit of this game, drives in his 28th of the season. And how about the at-bats the Brewers are getting from the big right-handed power hitter right now?
He's had a great week here on the road. The Brewers would have a couple ground outs, though. Then a clutch two-out walk by Joey Ortiz kept the inning alive. And with the bases loaded, there's Blake again.
A one, and Perkins lines one into center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Contreras will score. Adames around third. The throw home hits the mound. Adames in there safely. And the Brewers have grabbed a 6-4 lead here in the top of the sixth.
They took the lead. They took Freddy out of the game in line for the win. Nick Mears, no problem in the sixth. Yoel Piamps, no problem in the seventh. Then it was time for some insurance. Joey Ortiz had the only two extra base hits of the night.
As Ortiz, a rocket inside the third base bag and down the left field line all the way into the corner. Adames racing around third. He's headed for home. And there will be no throw to the plate. Joey Ortiz gets the job done again. An RBI double. It's 7-4 Brewers.
16 hits, only two extra bases. Both of them, those doubles you heard from Joey Ortiz. Brewers would add another from an Andrew Monasterio RBI single. A run in late in the game by Jared Kelnick on a homer off Devin. But that was it. The Brewers win 8-5. They win the series, and they'll go for the sweep tomorrow.